You're listening to SBS News.
Research conducted in the United Kingdom by Oxford University and the Office for National Statistics has confirmed that having two doses of any COVID-19 vaccine remains the best way to protect against the Delta variant. The largest study of its kind suggests the Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine, though initially less effective, offers the same high protection as the Pfizer-BioNTech after 4 to 5 months. But neither is as effective against Delta as it is against the Alpha variant, responsible for most UK infections last winter. Researchers say while they believe the Moderna vaccine is almost certainly at least as good as the others, there was insufficient data to include it in the study. They analyzed 2.5 million test results from nearly 750,000 participants. The Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine had 93% effectiveness against symptomatic infection 2 weeks after the second dose, compared with Oxford AstraZeneca's 71%. Over time, however, the Pfizer-BioNTech's effectiveness dropped while the Oxford AstraZeneca's remained largely the same, the study found. It comes as New York marks its emergence from the worst of the coronavirus pandemic with a star-studded free concert in Central Park on Saturday. Record producer Clive Davis put together the event with promoters Live Nation.
It's for a great cause. We're reopening New York City to the rest of the world, and music will be the catalyst. And I know we put together an unforgettable night of music.
The concert features a lineup that ranges from classical to rap and includes Bruce Springsteen, Barry Manilow, Andrea Bocelli, The Killers, Patti Smith, Polo G, the New York Philharmonic, and Paul Simon. Proof of at least one dose of a COVID vaccination or a negative test is required in order to attend. Since the concert was announced in July, New York, like many other U.S. cities, has experienced a surge in coronavirus cases and has introduced a slew of restrictions aimed at combating the Delta variant of the disease. They include proof of vaccination for people waiting to dine indoors, work out at a gym, or visit museums and movie theaters. All healthcare workers in New York State have been ordered to get the vaccine. To India, where Bollywood witnessed its first big theatrical release after over a year due to the pandemic on Thursday. Cinema fans like Gautam Singh rushed to theaters to watch the first Bollywood release in months.
Before this movie, I had to come watch Master. It sure was a long gap. Earlier, I used to feel anxious because of coronavirus. I'm glad that the cinema halls have reopened and we are getting to watch movies on the big screen, because big screens have their own charm.
India is slowly reopening its economy as the daily coronavirus cases started to fall. On Thursday, 36,000 new COVID-19 cases over a 24-hour period were recorded. To Japan, where the Tokyo Paralympics are just days away. Organizers there have announced that competition will largely take place without spectators, with coronavirus emergency measures in the capital and other regions running throughout the games. The torch relay was reduced to a closed ceremony on Thursday due to COVID-19 restrictions. Torchbearers passed the flame with a torch kiss on a running track as the relay arrived in Osaka City before finally making its way to Tokyo ahead of the start of competition. The Paralympic competitions, to be held from the 24th of August to the 5th of September, include swimming, table tennis, wheelchair fencing, and basketball, and over 4,000 athletes are set to participate. To Mexico, where the coronavirus death toll topped 250,000 on Wednesday amid a reported flare-up of the pandemic that's testing the country's stretched healthcare system. Paramedic Alejandro Canales says people of all ages are now being infected.
Unfortunately, the number of cases has increased. The cases are no longer only in adults, but also in young people of 15, 18, and 25 years old. People have not wanted to pay attention to the authorities. People do not stay at home.
Health Ministry data shows Mexico has had 3.1 million infections in total so far. Latest figures from Johns Hopkins University show a worldwide total of nearly 210 million infections to date, with 4.4 million deaths recorded since the pandemic began in early 2020. There have also been 4.8 billion vaccine doses administered. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.